Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, the care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers out there, all my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. All my local mailmen and women out there, all my postal workers out there, making sure that people get their packages and things on time and all that nature. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I was confused when I first put my headphones in this morning and I wasn't hearing audio. I was like, why am I not hearing anything? And so it took me an extra second to jump on because I was like, why am I not hearing anything? Then I realized there was a setting in here that was off for some reason, but it's all good. I figured it out. It's not my first time using technology. We worked it out, but appreciate you all joining me this morning. Appreciate you getting your Tuesday started off with me. And I hope you all are having a great start to your Tuesday, but we got a lot to get into, so let's go ahead and get right into it. We're going to start with the Atlanta Falcons. They made some moves yesterday that we got to talk about, and we'll break down practice here in a little bit as well, give you some highlights from Falcons practice yesterday also. But let's first start with the moves the Falcons made yesterday. So, first, the Falcons announced that they have signed quarterback Ben DiNucci. They also waived quarterback Emory Jones with an injury designation and released wide receiver DJ Chark. Now let's break all these moves down, shall we? So I think the quarterback move is pretty self-explanatory, but we'll still go over it. The Emory Jones unfortunately suffered an injury in the last preseason game against the Tennessee Titans, and with the severity of the injury, he's not going to be able to practice or, you know, play or anything like that. So, unfortunately, the Falcons don't really have much use for him. I hate to say it that way, but that's kind of is what it is. Just the harsh reality of the situation. So, with that, they waive him with an injury designation means they, you know, came out to some sort of settlement with Emory Jones and they let him go and they bring in Ben DiNucci to be that fourth quarterback, I should say. So that's what happened there. You have an injured quarterback in Emory Jones. You got to, you know, get you a new one. And that's what they did with Ben DiNucci. So that's the easy explanation there. Either way it goes, I don't think, you know, Ben DiNucci is anybody who's, you know, going to fight for a 53-man roster spot. I think the quarterback room is pretty much set. It's Michael Penix Jr., it's Kirk Cousins, it's Easton Stick. And if they do end up making a move for Kirk Cousins, they do trade Kirk Cousins, Easton Stick will be that second-string quarterback. I don't think there's much competition there. I think that kind of is what it is at this point. So that move, self-explanatory. Now, when you talk about the move of releasing DJ Chark, I think that move is interesting. I think it tells us some things. For me, what I believe it says is that DJ Chark never really got the footing and had the performances that he needed to have, whether it was in practice or any of the games. I'm not sure if I think he played in the Titans game. But either way it goes, I don't think this is much more about DJ Chark than it is about the other wide receivers just showing out and balling out. When you talk about Casey Washington and how well he's done, filling in that role for Darnell Mooney and being that guy to step up in the absence of Darnell Mooney. We heard Raheem Morris speak glowingly about him. When you talk about Chris Blair, he's caught a touchdown in each of the Falcons' first preseason games. He had 3 receptions for 78 yards in this last game against the Tennessee Titans. He's been looking good in practice, too. So looking good in practice and in the games, that goes a long, long way. Dylan Drummond, he's been continuing to be pretty consistent and look pretty good as well. And he's had his first preseason game was better than maybe his second, but still. He's had 2 solid games, and he's put a lot of solid practices together as well when you talk about Dylan Drummond. So those are 3 guys right there in Casey Washington, Chris Blair, Dylan Drummond. And if I'm being honest, I don't think Raheem Morris and the Falcons expected all 3 of those guys to perform as well as they have performed throughout training camp and throughout the preseason. And so when Darnell Mooney goes down, they think, okay, we probably should go get a guy who can replace Darnell Mooney and be a receiver that can do sort of the same things as Darnell Mooney, which I think DJ Chark is. But again, with Casey Washington coming in and filling that role as well as he has. I think that was unexpected by the Falcons. Chris Blair performing to the level that he has and really feel like he's taking that extra step this year, that next step this year. I think that was maybe a little unexpected by the Falcons. And Dylan Drummond, I think that was a guy that they didn't expect, again, a whole lot from, if I'm just being honest. This is my opinion. And so with those three guys emerging this training camp and emerging throughout the preseason, they're like, man, okay, well, we thought we needed a guy like DJ Chark, but turns out we really didn't. And so I think those three guys have done so well. They're like, you know what? These guys have been with this team throughout pretty much the entire process. Casey Washington and Chris Blair both been here for multiple years. Dylan Drummond was here longer than DJ Chark, and they was like, you know what? Chark hasn't really found himself a spot or entrenched himself in this team yet. I think we're going to go ahead and move on from DJ Chark, and we feel comfortable with these guys. And still, the word is that they don't feel they feel fine about Darnell Mooney as far as him not missing a lot of time. So when you combine all those factors together, they still feel like Darnell Mooney is going to be fine and he's not going to miss a whole lot of time. When you combine that with how well Casey Washington, Dylan Drummond, and Chris Blair have all performed, there's just not enough room for DJ Chark. That's really what it comes down to. There wasn't enough room for DJ Chark, and they thought there was going to be room, and they thought there was going to be a need for them after Darnell Mooney went down. But to their surprise, and I think it's a pleasant surprise for the Falcons for sure, they don't need him. They don't need him. So they went ahead and let go of DJ Chark. So I think that's honestly what the scenario is there. I think that's the case there for that situation. I think all the other wide receivers have stepped up to the point where you just didn't end up needing DJ Chark. And look, that should make you feel good as a Falcons fan, knowing these guys internally have stepped up the way they are. Remember, Casey Washington was a draft pick of this team. And so if he turns out to be a hit, you feel good about that, and you feel good about Terry Fontenot, again, continuing to find some nice diamonds in the rough. Same thing when it comes to finding guys like Chris Blair and Dylan Drummond. So at the end of the day, I think it should make us Falcons fans feel pretty good. Now, there was another signing the Atlanta Falcons made yesterday. They signed edge Ronnie Perkins. Now, this is interesting because I'm not sure what exactly this means. To me, this could go one of two ways, and the signing could mean one of two things. One, this signing could maybe just be a signing that they're like, okay, we feel good about maybe another guy on our team, and so we're bringing in Ronnie Perkins so he can play in this final preseason game, and we don't have to play this guy that we're feeling good about. Whether that guy is a Braylon Trice or a D'Angelo Malone or whoever, that could be the reason they're bringing in Ronnie Perkins, to maybe just simply get them through the third preseason game and the rest of camp. I don't know. Or maybe they don't feel as good about the edge depth, which I don't think is the case. I think the Atlanta Falcons have a lot of very good edge depth when you talk about, obviously, Leonard Floyd, Arnold Ebiketie, Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr. D'Angelo Malone has started to play a little edge now. Braylon Trice. When you talk about Khalid Kareem, I mean, and it also, too, could be because of injury, because I think maybe Khalid Kareem got maybe a little bit banged up. So it could be because of injury as well, too. So that could also be part of the reason, and that honestly might be the reason. So could be probably an injury thing, or probably just an injury combined along with making sure you have enough guys to get through the preseason and things of that nature. So if I had to guess, that's probably what's going on here as far as the signing of Ronnie Perkins, because I think they feel good, and I think they should feel good about their depth at edge. So to me, that's what that move is saying there, but we'll find out and we'll see. And as far as Ronnie Perkins goes, he was at practice yesterday. I don't think he was actively participating, obviously, because he just got there, but yeah, he was there at practice yesterday. So that was those were really the key signings and the big things that went down during Falcons practice, or that went down yesterday for the Atlanta Falcons. We got some things we're going to talk about during practice as far as what went down during Falcons practice yesterday as well. Guys continuing to look good. Some guys coming back from injury. Some guys maybe starting to come back from injury. So that's always good to know. But, yeah, a couple of these Falcons moves. I think the biggest move from yesterday and the biggest takeaway from yesterday is definitely the releasing of DJ Chark, because, again, I do think the Falcons brought him in with the biggest intentions of having him be maybe that guy to step up into that Darnell Mooney role. But, again, Casey Washington, Chris Blair, Dylan Drummond have all been guys that have stepped up in practice and in the preseason to the point where there was just no room and there was just no need for a guy like DJ Chark anymore. And I'm sure DJ Chark, again, I think he's a good, solid, productive, can be a productive wide receiver if given the right opportunity. So I think he'll land elsewhere, but it just didn't end up working out. And again, I think that's a good thing for the Atlanta Falcons, because it shows you really got some good depth at that wide receiver position at the end of the day, because you brought in a new guy and the guys are already there like, hold up, wait a minute, we good over here? Our room's solid. Ain't no room. Unfortunately, ain't no room for Mr. Chark over here. We full. So it makes you feel, at least makes me feel good, really good about the Falcons wide receiver room, knowing that happened. And again, it's unfortunate for DJ Chark. I don't want to celebrate it, but again, what I am feeling good about is the wide receiver depth for the Atlanta Falcons, because it seems like they have a lot of solid guys. So when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will give you a couple of takeaways from Falcons practice yesterday. As again, a couple of guys starting to come back from practice and a couple of new developments that we got to get into as well. That's coming up next, about 5 minutes from now, here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope y'all are doing well. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to work, already at work. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are tuned in, tapped in right now, that are on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. And make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to the radio station wherever you are and whenever you want to. Once you got that free Odyssey app downloaded on your smartphone and all your smart devices, then you want to search for the radio station 92.9 The Game. Once you find it, follow and subscribe to the radio station. Follow and subscribe to all the great shows on the station after that. Once you do that, once you follow and subscribe to my show, obviously The Hometown Take, The Morning Shift, The Steakhouse, Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, Chris Thomas Tonight, all the great shows on the weekend, Sam and Greg from The Diamond, all of them. Once you follow and subscribe to them, then you're really in the game, because then you'll get live push notifications about when shows go live, about when guests are coming on the station live. You'll get live push notifications about when new audio and articles are uploaded to the website. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite shows in their full entirety. You'll be able to go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews. You'll be able to do all that and more with the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone and all your smart devices today. All right, let's get into some takeaways from Falcons practice yesterday, shall we? Darnell Mooney, we just talked about him and obviously how guys have stepped up in his absence when you talk about Casey Washington, Dylan Drummond, Chris Blair, and that being, at least in my opinion, that being part of the reason why you saw a move happen where the Falcons released wide receiver DJ Chark. But Darnell Mooney was at practice yesterday. He was in street clothes. And again, doesn't seem there is a ton of concern about him missing any significant time. So I think we're maybe talking a week. If he does miss regular season time, maybe a week or two for Darnell Mooney. And again, with all the good things we've been hearing about Casey Washington, all the good things we've been hearing and seeing from Chris Blair, you feel fine about the guys stepping up behind him. Ray McLeod not at practice yesterday. Kadarius Hodge did not practice but was on the sidelines in street clothes. So hopefully both of those guys are just fine when you talk about Ray and Kadarius Hodge, because – again, you know, while you do got good wide receiver depth, you don't want to be missing too many guys. But again, you still have plenty of offensive weapons when you talk about Bijan, obviously Drake London. Hopefully Kyle Pitts can step up as well. And again, the Casey Washingtons of the world and guys like that. So again, you're still feeling pretty good, but I don't want to hear about too many more wide receivers not being at practice or going down or being on the sidelines in street clothes and things of that nature. And again, just because that was the case today doesn't mean that'll be the case for week one. We still got a little bit of time, but still makes me a little nervous, not going to lie. But again, River McLeod not at practice. Kadarius Hodge did not practice but was at practice on the sidelines in street clothes. We talked about, obviously, the Falcons signing Ben DiNucci and Emory Jones having a concussion. That was the injury, because we didn't necessarily get into what the injury was that had the Falcons, that made the Falcons waive Emory Jones with a injury designation. We didn't get into what the injury was. It was concussion. Emory Jones unfortunately suffered a concussion in the second preseason game, and so again the Falcons waived him with the injury designation, and that's why we saw also saw the signing of quarterback Ben DiNucci yesterday for the Atlanta Falcons. And Ronnie Perkins, the edge that was just signed, was at practice, but on the sidelines. I'm sure he was there to sign the contract and then stuck around for practice. But again, on the sidelines, not practicing. No surprise there. Michael Penix Jr., solid in 11-on-11 work, 10-of-17. Kirk Cousins, solid in 11-on-11 work, 8-of-10. Natron Brooks, interception, another interception. He's been getting a lot of interceptions lately. He had the interception in the second preseason game this past Friday and had an interception of Kirk Cousins yesterday during practice in a red zone drill, and he got the interception in the end zone. So good to continue to see Natron Brooks make plays. As far as who's Penix receivers were yesterday, Drake London, Dylan Drummond getting work with the first team offense and Michael Penix Jr. So again, we talk about guys stepping up and being in that fold and being ready to go and getting those reps in with the first team offense. And again, if guys like Kadero Hodge, guys like Ray, guys like Darnell Mooney do miss time when it comes to the regular season, these are guys that are going to be out there. Dylan Drummond, first team reps yesterday. Casey Washington, first team reps yesterday. Chris Blair, first team reps yesterday. And those were the three guys we talked about who have really stepped up in the absence of Darnell Mooney. So not surprising at all that these three guys were all getting first team reps yesterday. Kyle Pitts was out there. Bijan, Tyler Allgeier, all out there with the first team offense as well. Kirk Cousins, if you want to know, Jesse Matthews, David Sills were his receivers. Elijah Dotson, Nathan Carter, obviously his running backs, Charlie Warner, Felipe Franks, and Chris Blair also took one rep with the second team as well. So that was as far as how the offenses were lined up yesterday. Felipe Franks actually made a nice diving catch for a touchdown. He caught from Kirk Cousins in red zone work. So good to see Felipe doing things out there. Felipe, Atlanta Falcons legend at this point. Back to some injury updates here for you. DeMarco Helms and cornerback Billy Bowman both were in the yellow contact pennies yesterday. So that's something to look out for. Again, good that they're practicing, but sounds like Raheem Morris and the team are being cautious with them about something as far as no contact goes. And look, this after, and we'll get into this a little bit more because Mark Raimondi, who put out some good notes yesterday, beat writer for ESPN, Falcons beat writer for ESPN, I should say, he also talked about this in his notes. But after you had 2 days of very physical joint practice with the Tennessee Titans, and then you had a preseason game. So, I mean, it went like you had joint practices Tuesday and Wednesday. Then, you know, you didn't have you took kind of a rest day on Thursday, but then you had a whole preseason game on Friday. And I'm sure they probably had the weekend off, but then you come back Monday and you have a practice. It was hot. I'm sure it was grueling. So guys are starting to feel it a little bit now at this point in training camp. Definitely the dog days as you're getting into, the final weeks in camp, and you are two preseason games in. Guys are feeling a little bit. Guys are a little bit banged up. So, again, this is the point where you start to feel it. And, again, Mark Raimondi was talking about that, saying that yesterday's practice maybe was looking a little sloppy, a little bit sluggish as they were trying to get things going yesterday. But, again, these are kind of the dog days you try to make it through. But DeMarco Helms and Billy Bowman, again, both in the yellow no contact pennies. James Pierce Jr., Braylon Trice, D'Angelo Malone, Xavier Watts, DeMarco Helms, and Billy Bowman all got first team reps. So that is good that even though, again, they were in the no contact pennies, that Billy Bowman and DeMarco Helms are still getting good reps in. So again, James Pierce Jr., Braylon Trice, D'Angelo Malone, Xavier Watts, Helms, Bowman all got first team reps. Malone, we talked about him being an edge. He was also used as the inside linebacker yesterday and then later an edge with the second team. So looks like they're trying to, again, find a – we know D'Angelo Malone is really good at special teams. He kind of made himself he made a name for himself as a special teams warrior last year. And looks like now the Falcons are trying to maybe find what the best spot for him could be on defense. As we know, this is going to be a type of defense where they don't want to keep guys in for too many stretch of plays in a row. Like, they don't want to keep guys in for more than, like, four plays in a row in this Jeff Ulbrich defense. So you're going to need plenty of depth on defense, and that's going to include guys like D'Angelo Malone. You're going to need him to take meaningful snaps and be out there. So trying to find the best spot for him, whether that's edge or inside linebacker, outside linebacker, wherever the case may be, looks like they're trying to find a spot for him. So he takes reps at inside linebacker with the first team and at edge with the second team. CJ Henderson made his practice debut. He was with the reserves, made a nice little pass breakup. I saw the Falcons post that highlight on their Twitter X page, whatever you want to call it. Ronnie Harrison, remember he was signed last week, the safety, but looks like they're going to play him at linebacker. He was out there with the reserves as inside linebacker yesterday, which is where we heard initially the Falcons are going to try and play him after initially signing him. And again, he played safety in the past, but came out last week that the Falcons were going to try him at inside linebacker. So he continues to get reps there with the reserves. Drake London continuing to do Drake London things, make nice catches. He made a nice catch in traffic, falling out of bounds, and again, it's just looked excellent throughout this training camp. So Drake is looking pretty good throughout camp, and we expect another big season out of Mr. Drake London. Lenny Craig, Younghoe Koo, both looking good, both looking sharp yesterday as far as that kicking battle goes. I think the competition between Younghoe Koo and Lenny Craig pretty much over at this point. I think Younghoe Koo's got it on lock, but Lenny Craig is still looking good. 4-4 on field goals yesterday, including a make from 60 and 51 yards, both with relative ease. Younghoe Koo, 4-4 as well, made one from 58 and 50. Jamal Agnew, this is good news. He was back at practice returning punts. Mike Hughes and Elijah Dotson also return punts as well, but I think that's definitely going to be a Jamal Agnew job as long as he is healthy and ready to go from that standpoint. But those are the main takeaways and notes and news from Atlanta Falcons practice yesterday. So we'll continue to keep you up to date and try to keep you in the loop as far as what's going on with the Falcons at training camp. But when we come back here, about 6 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, is it time? Is it time to worry about him? Is he going to be the same? I'll tell you who I'm talking about next. We might have to have a rough conversation on the other side as the Atlanta Braves have another question mark going into next year. We'll talk about it next year on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning. I have to say, as much as I think Soulja Boy does too much at times, he be hating for clout, just trying to keep his name in the news, trying to stay relevant.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This song is timeless, and he made some bangers back in the day. I do have to give Soulja Boy his credit on that. He was cooking back in the day, because this is a timeless classic song, along with Crank That, obviously. So even though he be doing too much now, lying, hating for clout, all that good stuff, look, you can't deny the musical talent that Soulja Boy had. So it is what it is. But appreciate you all tuning in here on a Tuesday morning. It is your boy Dylan Matthews here on the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. We're going to get into some NFL headlines as well here in a few minutes. But we need to have a discussion about the Atlanta Braves. And not just the Atlanta Braves. We need to have a discussion about Spencer Strider. Is it time to be really, really worried? Is it time to be really, really concerned about him? Because he got roughed up again. And this not the first start in, you know, however many starts. This ain't the second, you know, this ain't the second rough start in a row. Nah, this number three. Third rough start in a row for Spencer Strider. And now the questions are popping up about, is he going to be the same? Is he going to rebound from that surgery? Is he going to be the same dude that he once was? I'm not more so worried about him hitting a certain velocity anymore. I'm not worried about him touching 98 or 99 on a consistent basis anymore. That doesn't concern me, because I think he will continue to develop his other pitches to the point where he doesn't need to touch 99, 98, 100, whatever the case may be. I think as long as he can touch 95 to 97, he can use that just fine. As long as that Strider slider can be good, as long as he continues to work on that changeup, like as long as those pitches come around, then I think he'll be fine. But that thing is, though, those pitches haven't come around yet, and he has been struggling as far as using those other pitches to where his fastball, while at a slower velocity, is still effective. Because if those other pitches aren't effective, then yes, guys are going to catch up to your now 96 mile per hour fastball, 95 mile per hour fastball, to where it didn't matter if you had three good pitches when he obviously Strider first came in the league and was really popping off, because he was hitting 98, 99, 100 at times, 97 on a consistent basis as well. But Spencer Strider, he allowed 7 runs and 10 hits in 3 innings, in 3-plus innings. Last night, he has given up 20 runs and 7 homers. 20 runs, 7 homers in his last 11 2/3 innings. That is not good. 20 runs, 7 homers. Are you hearing this? In his last 11 and two-thirds innings. According to StatCast, Strider entered 2025 having allowed According to StatCast, Spencer Strider entered 2025 having allowed 7 home runs on his slider in his career. He's now allowed 7 homers off his slider just this season. So that's what we're talking about here. You can be touching 90. It's okay if your velocity slows down and you're doing 94, 95, 96. If your slider looks good, if your changeup looks good, if your other complementary pitches are looking good. But if people are roughing up your slider, and then your go-to pitch, which used to be your bread and butter, is now not so much bread and buttery, for lack of a better term, lack of a better phrase. Yeah, they're going to be sitting dead red on that fastball because they know they can catch up to it now. And so that's why you need that slider to be good. That's why you need that changeup and whatever other complimentary pitches he's going to try and put out. That's why you need those to be good. But if your slider is not good, they're either going to sit on that or they're going to sit on your fastball. And right now, obviously, they're sitting on that slider knowing that, all right, he can throw the fastball he wants to. We feel good about catching up to it because it's not 99, 98, 97 anymore. It's 96. We can continue to foul the fastball away, just foul it off, make him throw that slider, or eventually we're just going to hit that fastball. And he's been throwing that slider, and he's been getting dinged up on it. He's been giving up taters with it. Been giving up bombs with it. So it is, again, a situation where hopefully he can get it under control. Hopefully he can go into this offseason and fix whatever he needs to fix mechanically to fix the slider, give that slider that same break so we can be calling it the Strider slider again, because right now, that slider ain't it. It ain't it. So hopefully Spencer Strider can find a way to bounce back. The Braves did lose, by the way, last night, 13-9. Offense continues to do their thing. And usually when you score 9 runs, you feel good about winning that game. And the offense was good enough to where you should have won that game. But Spencer Strider, not good enough to help the Braves win that game. And so that's definitely frustrating because, again, the problem at the beginning of the year, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, problem at the beginning of the year, you couldn't score runs. Pitching was doing well, but you couldn't help him out. You couldn't give any of your guys any run support. Now you're scoring runs, and now the pitching is the problem. And when I say problem, I mean you just don't have the same guys going out there. Spencer Strider obviously is an issue. Obviously, that's one of your main guys that you would want in your rotation, but he's been struggling. But overall, you're just riddled with injuries across your pitching staff, so that is what it is. But it's just frustrating. And it's definitely been a frustrating year for the Atlanta Braves and a frustrating night last night again after you score 9 runs. We were just starting to feel good about the Braves again, winning 5 straight. And look, you still feel good about the offense after they score 9 runs, but still, it's like, man, come on. Supposed to extend that winning streak to 6 last night. So, again, though, it is what it is. You brush it off when the Braves lose and you celebrate them when you win, and that's just kind of the point you're at right now. But does feel like they should have won last night, and there is a serious conversation again to be had about Spencer Strider and, you know, if he's going to return to the form that he was once at, that dominant form that we once at, that we knew we were going to get at least 5 dominant innings out of Spencer Strider, and now we don't even know if he can make it through 3 or 4 innings at this point and just keep him in the game. So again, that is something hopefully Spencer Strider works out through the offseason, but definitely is a concern and something to keep your eye on through the rest of this season, and will be a storyline for the Braves all offseason for sure. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Appreciate you hanging out with me. We're about to get into some NFL headlines right now as well. A couple of things to get into as far as the Shield goes. First things first, though, we did have some preseason action last night. Monday Night Football broadcast last night that featured some starters. Joe Burrow, Jaden Daniels both played in the Bengals-Commanders matchup last night. Joe Burrow, 9 of 14, 62 yards, did lead a touchdown, did have a touchdown. So that was good to see. He did take some unnecessary hits, though, and had a sack fumble and was running for his life a little bit. So didn't necessarily want to see that. He was only sacked one time for 17 yards and did fumble on that play. But still, he was out there running for his life. Not necessarily what you want out there for your star quarterback. Desmond Ridder, D-Ritty, the Cincinnati kid, Falcons legend as well. I'm joking, obviously. He went 1 for 1 and passed for 7 yards. How about that? Desmond Ridder lighting him up, lighting that Commander's defense up last night. But Jaden Daniels, he also played last night. Why do they not have Jaden Daniels' stats in here? He played last night. Did he not throw a pass? I mean, I don't know. Anywho, either way goes, Debo looked good last night. He got a carry for 19 yards. Chris Rodriguez Jr. Had a big run as well. They had like back-to-back plays where they handed it off to Debo on like a wide receiver sweep, and he took it for 19. Then after that, Chris Rodriguez broke off like a 40-yard run or something like that. And I guess Jaden Daniels didn't throw a pass. He had a rush for 14 yards. They got that in here, but I guess he just didn't throw a pass. So good for him still being able to score on that. So was what it was at that point. Bengals 131-17, by the way. So a little preseason action last night. But how about this? Tennessee Titans, their number one overall pick, Cam Ward and Jeffrey Simmons, got into it on a 96-degree day out there in Tennessee. Not only was it boiling outside, but tempers were boiling over. Quarterback Cam Ward, defensive lineman again, Jeffrey Simmons, got into it yesterday. Cam Ward threw a touchdown pass to our, speaking of former Falcons, Calvin Ridley, toward the end of practice, went to celebrate. The rookie quarterback stopped and gave Simmons a shove before doing his trademark Zombieland celebration in front of him. Simmons reacted with a two-hand push to Ward's face mask, and the offensive line ran into Ward's defense. So after practice, Dan Moore Jr., the left tackle, was talking to the media. He said, absolutely not. He said, we're not allowing anyone to touch the quarterback. He said that goes without saying. So Simmons and Ward ended up getting separated. But after that, Simmons did have his helmet pushed off during the scuffle. Ward returned for the next play. Simmons came off the field. Practice was over two plays later. Tennessee Titan coach Brian Callahan had the team running after practice, so that didn't really benefit anybody. I know the people who weren't even involved in the scuffle was like, man, see what y'all did? Now we got to run because y'all was out there acting dumb and fighting for no reason. So that was a thing yesterday. And look, one thing, you know, Jeffrey Simmons, it was one thing if you were trying to get on Michael Penix Jr. And, you know what happened. You know, we was ready for the smoke, but you don't want to be doing that to your young quarterback. I get it's hot and you might be a little frustrated out there. And, you know, sometimes tempers boil over, but you ain't going to win that battle between your teammates. You ain't going to win that battle with the coaching staff or the front office there, buddy. I don't care how good you are. And Jeffrey Simmons is a good player, darn good player. Don't be shoving no more an overall pick. Don't be shoving your high-value quarterback like that. That ain't going to work out well for you. I just got to say that. How about this? Speaking of former Falcons, this has just been a former Falcons fest as far as NFL headlines go today. Matthew Judon signing with the Miami Dolphins. 1-year contract worth up to $6 million. That news came down yesterday. Good luck, Dolphins. Hopefully he'll be better with y'all than he was with us. And look, maybe we didn't have enough to supplement Matthew Judon. I don't know, but we'll see if he really got it or not, or if we just got him when he was washed. But anyways, we'll see what happens on that point. Also, real quick, the Browns, no surprise, named Joe Flacco their week one starter. Yeah, we all had that one on our bingo card. All right, that is my time. Appreciate you all tuning in here on a Tuesday morning. We'll be back on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. But coming up next, it is the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Mikey Peep, Allie Mack, Bo Squidbilly Morgan. About to hop into Kia Studios and entertain you for the next 3 hours. Talk all things Falcons, football, and much more with you. That's coming up next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Odyssey app. Until I talk to y'all tomorrow, peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.